This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3635 for Friday, the 8th of July, 2022. Today's show is entitled, A Short Podcast on a Nice Tool Called System Monitoring Center. It is part of the series What's in My Toolkit. It is hosted by Jerome Baton. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is a short podcast on a nice tool called System Monitoring Center.
Hello, people from HBR. This is Jerome Baton again, back since a long time of absence. This time with a small, very small podcast, but nonetheless, I hope you enjoy it. I would like to talk about a little Linux desktop tool called System Monitoring Center, with dashes in between the words, System Monitoring Center. I found it recently. I forgot where, article, URL, I don't know. Anyway, I found it. It's on GitHub. I'll put the link in the show notes, of course. And it's a GUI tool for your system performance and metrics that could be of interest. Now you probably say, nah, I'm not interested. I'm using Top, or I'm way more advanced. I use HTOP. Well, yes, but what do you do about I/O? Ha, got you there. All those terminal tools are nice as they are, but I/O is difficult. There is I/O stat, of course, but that doesn't really relate it to anything. System Monitoring Center. Okay, so what is it? Well, at the top, it's a GUI tool, and at the top, it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tabs. Called Performance, Processes, Users, Startup, Services, and System. And the Performance one is the default one that's open, and that one also contains vertical tabs. So it's got a System Summary, which is basically sort of a speedometer of your car, which shows CPU load, RAM usage in percentage, swap usage in percentage, and the read and write speed of your I/O, and also the download and upload speed on your network. Then there are subsequent vertical tabs, CPU, memory, disk, network, GPU, and sensors that you can all select to really drill down on what is happening. So if you see your disk performance going up, you can move to the disk tab, and you see a list of all the disk devices on your system, and you can select one and then see the statistics for that one. If we leave the performance tab and go to the processes tab, we simply see a list of processes. We could optionally see that in a tree view, but you can also right click on a process and, for instance, you select to terminate something. You know, that's something that happens sometimes. The users tab shows you a list of users that you can basically only see info of. The startup shows you the processes that are all selected during startup to run. The services are the ones that are, well, services, of course, that are running. And the system tab, horizontal system tab, is the one that shows you a nice system overview. Now, you know, uptime and the host name, etc., etc. So, well, that's basically it. It's a very nice graphical tool, and I can recommend it to everybody to download it, run it on your system, and I wouldn't be surprised if you become so enthusiastic about it that you make a podcast about it as well. So. Anyway, this is a very short podcast, I know, but that's basically the news I have for this thing. So, I wish you all have a nice day, and see you later. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is.
hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.